is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, we end the feast of fatality with this grand dish that was prepared for us by Jay White. Really appreciate you giving me all of these suggestions. I'm going through the ones that you've pointed out. Now, this particular dish was prepared on the 5th of September. St. Louis man allegedly murdered wife soaked home in gas with kids inside. Police said a suburban St. Louis woman was beaten, stomped, and stabbed to death, and her house was soaked in gasoline while two children were inside. Officers responded to a house in Hazelwood early Sunday morning after a child called to say his mother was dead and his father fled the scene, police said. Officers found the woman dead inside. The children were taken to a hospital to be examined, police said. Police said the victim was stabbed, stomped, and beaten. Gregory Smith III was arrested later Sunday on possible charges of first-degree murder, armed criminal action, and two counts of endangering the welfare of a child. No further information was released. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Gentlemen, I chose this particular article because the New York Post usually has entire paragraphs about the situation. However, this is extremely short, which means there's a lot of information that is being purposefully hidden from the public. Now, the grand question, why did this guy go berserk? And yes, I'm using the term berserk. There's no way possible this dude just spontaneously did this. There's no way. Something drove him far beyond his breaking point. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. Gotta go with the 10. Method of execution. Beating, stomping, and eventually the hot butter knife of doom. Gotta go with the 10. Psychological impact. I'm going to give this one a 30 because of the fact more than likely the children saw this go down and they said it was a child that actually contacted police. So yeah, I got to go with a 30 on this one. And for the brutality factor, I'm going to give this one a 20. So Gregory Smith III gets a score of 70. I think we can pretty much agree the fact that the children had to see this really ups the score. But anyway, ladies, we are in a time where men are no longer going to take it. the current society that we live in has so diminished men to a point. Let me go ahead and try to put this into a better scenario. I always talk about how men have no outlets for our rage. And when we finally actually try to come forward and say something, we're told that we're the problem. Have you ever thought that maybe society actually wants it that way? That way, when we finally do snap, we can feed the prison industrial complex? Just food for thought. Just food for thought. But anyway, yes, the current environment, the current climate, yeah, a lot of men are snapping. What more can I say? Guess what, ladies? All of the things that you've been able to get away with the majority of men, there's always going to be that few select group of men who say no. Now, what scenario do you think would have drove this man to such an animalistic level? I'm going to give you my opinion. One, possible he found out she was cheating. That could drive a man wild. Two, he might have found out she was preparing to divorce him and take the kids. Yeah, that could drive a man insane. Three, he probably found out his children was not biologically his, which I'm going to lean more towards, because why would he soak the house in gas with the kids still inside? Once again, food for thought. Leave what you think would have drove him over the edge in the comment section. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Read more articles. See if you can possibly find more information that would encourage your opinion. Ladies, understand this. We are now in a climate where the power has definitely gone out. Feminism damn sure has gone out right along with it. All the protections you think you have, nah, they've evaporated. And guess what? More men are going to start going berserk. Believe you me, gentlemen, get ready for Onslaught October, because you all know there's definitely going to be a week leading up to the horrific Halloween special. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill. Yeah, fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.